Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Educated Home, A Design Journey with your host, Jill Reagan Scully. And we're very excited to chat about all things making our house better and making our house just more personalized and for us. And that can mean many, many things. And that's why we're so happy to know somebody like Jill who can really make your house a home. And Jill, it's so great to chat with you. How have you been?
I've been great.
So Jill, tell us a little bit, first of all, about your business. It is Impressive Windows and Interiors, and you have been around for quite a while.
I have. I've been around the block a few times. My business is Impressive Windows and Interiors. We have a storefront downtown Hastings on Main Street, and we have been around since 2005. We've kind of been up and down through, you know, many, many trends, and it's been a design journey.
Well, you know, that is, it's like anything else. I would assume that interior design is kind of cyclical, like fashion, like, you know, the seasons. And you have been around for a while. You have seen a lot of things come and go, but your approach is really whatever feels good to you, right?
Absolutely. We don't design for us, we design for you. We put aside what our likes and dislikes are, and we design a home that is unique to you. We think it's important that your home reflect your personality and your lifestyle. Everybody's is different. Everybody's needs are different, and it's important. It's a reflection of you and what you love.
But if you meet somebody and they really don't have any idea what their style is or what they would like, I know you certainly have a great portfolio that you can help kind of guide them in the right direction.
Yes. And we also have a questionnaire that we send to people. We can help them fill it out if it's in person, but we can also send it digitally. And it also has visuals, like photos of rooms. So you can narrow down what your style is visually, because some people don't know what they like and don't like. But when they see it, they can say, yes, I love that. But they can't necessarily say, we love Scandinavian. They don't know what that Scandinavian is, but they know what they know what they love.
I think that's probably most people. You're approaching this from an artist standpoint where you have a vision and you can see things. I would say most people, if they look at a blank room or they're trying to change something in a room, they don't really know what to do. But if you see a picture of it, that's so much better for most people.
Yeah, people respond really well to the process that we have. And even those that think they know what the name of their favorite design style is, we still make them use that design questionnaire and take our, we call it the design test. We promise you won't fail, because it's important. Even if somebody says that they love French country, well, French country could mean something different to me than it does to you. So again, the visual confirmation that we're both on the same page.
Well, I certainly love this show because it's going to give us an opportunity to hear from you. And each week we are delving into some specific topic. And this week we are going to talk about one of my favorite things. But before we get to that, would you give an overview of your business and the different products and services that you offer?
Yes, we are a full-service interior design firm, so you can hire us to complete a job from A to Z. We can do everything from the concept to completion. We have a wide variety of contractors that we work with that can help us get you to where you need to be. We specialize in kitchen and bathroom renovations and new build. We also, that includes cabinetry and tile and countertops and sinks, plumbing, all that kind of stuff. We have custom rugs, custom window treatments, including Hunter Douglas. We also provide reupholstery services to, you know, those vintage pieces that you may have in your home. We specialize in lighting design. We have cabinet hardware, custom furniture. That's been really popular lately. Sometimes, you know, you have certain limitations when it comes to space and wallpaper.
Well, I want to know more about wallpaper. I personally love it. And I had a love-hate relationship with it really my whole lifetime. Mm-hmm. I think about older houses that had the flocked wallpaper that kind of fit if you were in a maybe a Victorian house. But then, boy, I went through a time period where I had a wallpaper border up in all my significant rooms. Yes.
I think we all did.
And it was, you know, flowers, or it was stripes, or it was chickens. But then I went through a period where I had a hate relationship with wallpaper borders, and I took them all down. And then I was like, oh, nope, I kind of miss. And so I wallpapered a couple of rooms, and then I wallpapered maybe just one wall of one room, and then I took that down again. And now you tell me it has never been out, but it really has seen a huge resurgence.
Yes, it really truly has. I think with the introduction of peel and stick wallpaper that has come up recently, now we don't offer peel and stick wallpaper, but it made people think that if they chose something like that, it was less of a commitment, that they could peel it off, put it on the wall, and then take it off when they didn't want it anymore. I think that makes it a little less intimidating. However, from what I've heard, I've never applied it myself, I have heard that when they try to remove it, it takes the wall off as well. So it depends on how your wall's prepped. So it could cause more damage than the traditional wallpaper. And I'm here to tell you that if you have a trusted and trained wallpaper hanger that's very educated and knows what they're doing, when they apply it the correct way, it's easy to remove if you don't want the wallpaper any longer. But there are so many beautiful types of wallpaper out there and so many beautiful patterns that it's almost intoxicating. I have people come in the showroom all the time, and I would say the top thing that they gravitate towards is the wallpaper we have. We have wallpaper remnants, big 6-foot pieces that you can check out and look at in your house. It really gives you a beautiful visual before you take the leap and invest in wallpaper for an entire room. And we offer visualization software, which, you know, you can even find on some of the wallpaper websites too. Like, there is one line Schumacher that we carry, and you can go on their website and choose a wallpaper. Now, it's not like your room, but you can put that wallpaper in a room so you can see what it looks like visually. So I think that now with the introduction of the VR glasses, we're going to see a lot more advancements with what you can see, like how you can view your room before you put that wallpaper and make a huge financial commitment to have that in a room. You can really see what it looks like. So it helps you to feel more comfortable. And I think that's what it's all about. Just making you feel like the choice that you're making is good for you, is good for your room, good for your decor, and you feel comfortable.
Well, let's talk about wallpaper. Is there a certain kind that goes in a certain room, or how do you start?
Well, what we are seeing a lot of is the resurgence of textural wallpaper and grass cloth wallpaper, things that create that visual dimension. So it's not necessarily a big, bold pattern that you might see in a room. While I love that, I love big, bold patterns, but sometimes that's just too much for people. So what we've seen a lot of is just that textural. What I mean by textural, visual texture and textural is, visual texture is where you look at a piece of wallpaper and it looks as if there's a dimension, a texture to it, but when you feel it, it's flat. Where it's a textural, you can actually see it and feel it. So there's, you know, two different kinds, and they both serve good purposes. The textural wallpaper could be used for a accent wall, like you were talking about, or it could be used for a small powder bath. But textural wallpaper, like a grass cloth, could not be used in the primary bathroom or a kitchen because of the humidity level and water. But that would be a good space for a visual texture, because it could be like a vinyl wallpaper that could withstand the moisture.
So what are some of the misnomers about wallpaper? You mentioned a little bathroom. You would think that if you had a bold pattern, that might be too much for a little bathroom, but...
Because a powder bath, a lot of times that's your guest bath. It's going to be the wow factor when you have people over. That's usually the bathroom that I recommend people putting that big bold wallpaper in. It's going to make that statement. It's going to be the thing that people are talking about during your dinner party or even after the dinner party's over. Did you see Sally's beautiful powder bath? I wish mine looked like that. I mean, we can do some pretty amazing things with wallpaper, you know, just a bold color or a bold color and pattern. And the most important thing is to get a wallpaper hanger that can create those seamless seams for you and make sure that that wallpaper looks, it almost looks like it continues from corner to corner to corner all around you, especially if you have like an 8 foot or higher ceiling. That wallpaper, you know, in a 9-10 foot high bathroom, it just looks amazing. And another area that it looks really cool is the ceiling. So
what?
If you have a flat seat, yes, if you have a flat ceiling, you can also put an amazing wallpaper statement up there too. Yeah.
Would it be the same wallpaper that you have on the walls?
I think it depends on the pattern. I see a lot of, I haven't done it myself, but in a lot of the inspirational photos that I get from the various companies that we carry products from, they have a floral wallpaper on the four walls, and then on the ceiling, they'd have like a leopard print or maybe a foil wallpaper on the ceiling to create that reflection from the light fixture that you'd have hanging from the center of the ceiling.
You know, I think a lot of people just need a little push, maybe from somebody mm-hmm. like you, to
yeah.
say, what's the worst that can happen? You don't like it,
right.
and, you know, we wallpaper again. I mean, is that what you find with most of your clients, that they haven't really tried some of these out-of-the-box kinds of things because of fear?
I think you're right. It's fear. I think for me, it took me many years to get comfortable with wallpaper again. The very first house that we purchased in 1996 had wallpaper in borders, and it was just everywhere. It was black and pink and white wallpaper. And I envision this wallpaper looking great with like black lacquer furniture. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was very 80s. And while the wallpaper probably looked amazing with the furniture that the people had at one time, the way it was applied was incorrect. So we had to chisel that off of the wall. And that's where, you know, when you have to take off wallpaper that is not applied correctly, you really don't ever want to do that again. It's so much work and it takes off your wall. So you have to do all that wall repair. I mean, it's a very stressful and seems like the project goes on forever. But yeah, I think it's fear. And we're here to tell you, if it's done the right way, the removal of the wallpaper is so easy. And there are many wallpaper hangers that actually remove wallpaper as well, as they should. And hiring a professional to do a job that may cause you frustration can take a job from, oh, I never want to do it again, to, oh my gosh, I can't wait till I can do this again.
You know, you hear about a lot of people that move into an older home and they go to take the wallpaper off, and it's, you know, maybe three or four different wallpapers underneath.
Oh.
Is that something you recommend or not?
You wallpapering over?
Yes.
Something? Well, it really depends on the room, the application, you know, what's going on, why. It should be easy to peel right off. But if it is in a room where maybe the wallpaper, it's difficult to, maybe it wasn't applied correctly in the first place, but you're not opposed to wallpapering again, that same room, you know, I probably have to consult the wallpaper hanger. It's really not a question that I've ever been asked, but I don't see why they couldn't do it. It's not necessarily the right way to do it, in my opinion, but I would probably worry about bleed through, like color and pattern wise. So if it's let's say it's a very bold pattern that you have on there and you want to wallpaper over in maybe a white, you might see a little bit of color depending on the material in which the wallpaper is made out of. If it's a thicker wallpaper, I wouldn't necessarily probably worry about that, but you could get a little bit of a bleed through and you could probably see that bold behind it if it wasn't thick enough.
And you certainly can help point us in the right direction as far as people that could hang wallpaper.
Yeah, we have a wonderful wallpaper hanger that lives right in Hastings.
So, Jill, what else do you want us to know? We just have a little bit of time left.
Maybe some really unique places that you haven't thought of that you could apply wallpaper.
Yes.
So I wrote down a couple of options because I wanted to make sure I didn't forget any. But I was like, we talked about a small bathroom, and you can also use wallpaper on a backsplash, a bathroom that doesn't get a lot of use, maybe. You could probably use it, behind a sink and near just a maybe a powder bath just behind there. You could also use it above some board and batten molding or chair rail, where we've seen it a lot in older homes, but we're doing it a lot in small bathrooms too, where we're just using the board and batten on the bottom. We're using the wallpaper on the top portion. We can use wallpaper, like I said, on a ceiling or on an alcove. Some of the houses in the 90s were built with these, and in the 2000s were built with these niches. And that's a really great way to get a little bit of pattern, just to wallpaper the back of that. You could use it behind a bed as kind of a headboard in a primary bedroom, or just like an accent wall. And also, if you have like a remnant piece, a small piece that you can find, you could use it behind a bookcase, or you can frame your favorite wallpaper and put it in a frame on the wall, which we see a lot of. People just fall in love with the paper, but they don't want to do a whole wall. They just want to frame it. And then we also sometimes use it when we're decorating a house to cover decorative books that they may have on a shelf to make the shelf have a little bit of pattern. So we can use like three, four different patterns and just cover the outside of a book, kind of like you did when you were in school, to cover a book so it didn't get damaged. But we can do that too. So that's kind of fun.
Jill, that is fun, and those are very unique ideas. So we appreciate that. If people want to get a hold of you, please, and learn more, how can they do that?
They can either call us at 651-437-5512 or visit our website at impressivewindowsandinteriors.com. We're located at 113 2nd Street East, Suite 101 in Hastings. We're open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Our hours range from 11 to 4 and noon to 3 on Sunday.
So great to chat with you. Thank you so much. Jill Reagan-Scully is the owner of Impressive Windows and Interiors, and this show is called The Educated Home, A Design Journey. And you are listening to another edition on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.